Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Lamed Hey, Siv Gimel, and Siv Dalad. Siv Gimel, Lechat Chila Tzarech Likros Kriyishma Miyad Betzeskel Chofen. Lechat Chila, one should recite Kriyishma right after the stars are out. Uzmana, and the time limit, is Ad Chatzi Alayla, until the middle of the night. Vem Avra Ve'echa Ve'kara Ashla Ola Murashacha. But if he delayed and did not recite Kriyishma before Chatzos, as long as it's not yet dawn, Yatzi Dechavaso, he will fulfill his requirement. This goes back to the Mishnah beginning of Maseches Brachos, that the Chachamim said you should say your Kriyat Shema by Chatzi Alayla, by Chatzos, but Lamais, if you didn't, you have to tell Moreh Shachar. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavav, Miyad B'Seis Chavim. One should ideally say Kriyat Shema right away at Seis Chavim. This reason, Makdimin LeMitzvahs. We have a rule that you try to do mitzvahs as soon as possible. So here too, we try to do the mitzvah Kriyat Shema as soon as possible. The earliest time is Seis Chavim, so right after that, say Kriyat Shema. Sivkan Chav Zayim Al Chatzila until the middle of the night. Perush, Drabbanon Gadu. The Chachamim made a fence. One should not delay the recitation of Kriyat Shema beyond Chatzos, not to come to a stumbling block. If he did delay, so he went against what the Chachamim instructed. Now, until Chatzos, there's nothing wrong if you delay until Chatzos. You're just not someone who's a Zariz. You're not quick to do your mitzvahs, like we said before. This refers to someone who's sitting, he's not eating, he's not doing an activity that will distract him. Because if he was eating, or involved in an activity which will distract him and he'll forget to say Kriyishma, he does simulation on base, if base, I will perform simulation on base. Medina osur mishigiz my Kriyishma. Then it's osur to delay once this my Kriyishma has come. V'chanal b'sif beis, like we said in sif beis. So we have this halacha, the Chachamim imposed a time limit of Chatzos. And the notes bring a number of questions. Is this time limit a time limit on Kriyishma or a time limit on Maariv? So it brings a question like this. A person can catch a minyan from Maariv, but it's after Chatzos. Now, in our city, you don't have that, but in other cities, you do have minyanim straight to 2 in the morning. So he can only daven Maariv b'tzibur after Chatzos, or he could daven Yechidus before Chatzos. Kriyishma for sure he has to say before Chatzos. The question is Maariv. So it brings the Tshuva Zodat Tzion, Chacham B'Tzion Abba Shul said, better daven Maariv Yechidus before Chatzos, because even Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei L'Chatchila should be before Chatzos. And he says, so said Reb Chaim Kanievsky as well. However, Rabbi Yoshua Zichrono Livracha said, no, Kriyishma is before Chatzos, B'Yechidus, daven Maariv B'Tzibur after Chatzos. A similar question is asked, if a person's on a bus, and I guess it could be a plane too, for that matter. And he could only daven sitting down. He could daven sitting down before Chatzos. Or, if he waits till after Chatzos, he could daven standing up. So Shlomo Zalman said, better daven the entire daven before Chatzos seated. Because you want to daven Ma before Chatzos, not just Kriyishma. But here, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said no. Reb Chaim said, when you're traveling, say Kriyishma. Afterwards, you'll daven Shmoneh Esrei standing up. So even though Reb Chaim said that you should daven Maariv before Chatzos, b'yichidus, rather than after b'chatzos with a minyan, but if the shayla was davening sitting versus standing, he would say better to daven after Chatzos standing than before Chatzos seated. Mr. Burr continues, if he delayed beyond Chatzos, he hasn't told Moreh Shachar. The minatera the kol yama zmana kala, because minatera everyone agrees you have all night. The uveshach becha calls match from the adam shoych and mashma. The root uveshach becha includes whenever people are laying down, and that's where we learn this zman for kriyat shma shlarvis. So kan chavtes ashlo olam uveshach becha until the dawn. Mishum demari beavar. We're talking about a person who did not daven when he should. Dana bepshia, so he was negligent. Nakat ashlo olah, so we say he only has until dawn. But let's say a person wasn't negligent. He didn't daven before Chatzos because he couldn't. He was an oinus. Then, afilu achar sha'ola mura shachar, then even after mura shachar, Rakshu Kodim and Eitz, as long as it's before sunrise, Nami Korei V'yotzei, he can also say Kriya Shema V'yotzei, because the Kamei Sif Dalet, we'll learn that in Sif Dalet. So the Mechaber's case, when you only have until Amud HaShachar, is Im Avar V'echar, when he did something wrong by delaying. We don't give him past Amud HaShachar. But someone who did nothing wrong by delaying, who was an Oynis, and he couldn't daven before, he could even go beyond Amud HaShachar. The Be'er HaLocha, who's Man at Chatzi HaLayel, his Man is until midnight, he brings that this halacha Shulchan Aruch HaMechaber Sosam Kedas HaRambam VaHasmag. This is the Rambam telling us a halacha straight. This is the Rambam and the Smag's Shita. They have the Chatzis. Udelo Kedas HaRashbo VaHarosh. This is not like the Rashba and the Rosh. The Sfirlu who they hold. Lo Karmel KaChachamim. We don't hold like the Chacham in the Mishnah. The Asu Siyogat Chatzos who said you only have the Chatzis. They paskin that you have beyond chetzos. Va'ayim b'shagas ayis siman dalad. If you look in shagas ayis siman dalad, shedaita ladina, he holds the halacha kedas harashba v'harash. There we go with the rashba and the rush, and you have all night. V'herach litchos divi beis Yosef, and he tries to bring proofs against the beis Yosef. Meshehevi rail das haram, who wants to support the Rambam. Ayin sham b'savach. Look at the end of the tshuva. But his words are not sufficient to push aside the Beis Yosef. The Mechaber paskins like the Rambam and the Smag. But there's a Shitas Rashba and the Rosh different, and the Shagas Aryeh sided with them. They don't have a Chatzos limit. Further down, the Be'er HaLocha brings the Goyin. I'm Divi Ergo, Be'ero, Shehevi Gamkin, Smichos Divi Haram. The Vilna Goyin also supports the Rambam. And really, there are several other great Rishonim who hold like the Rambam and the Smag. Halohema Haramban, B'machamos, V'hasmak, V'ben Yerucham, V'abud Raham, V'gam Edivi Rav, V'abed Esmas Yontif, Ma'ashma, the Paskin Locha. And it's also implied that the Bartunur and the Tosfos Yontif held that way Locha. V'ma'ayin Heitev Edivi Harif. If you look carefully in the Rif, Yivir Shagam Hu Oy Meshidizu, you'll see that he holds this way too. You can't push aside all these Rishonim from the Halacha. The Rambam, the Smag, and the Ramban, and the Smag, and Ben Yerucham, the Raham, the Rif, you can't push that aside. On them, however, I did find that the Rosh and the Rashba are not individuals, they're not the only ones to hold that you have beyond Chatzos L'Chatchila. B'Toyser Ben Yehuda sounds like them. Ubriyas to who b'shul the gibram, so the gibram quotes the riyas. Mikomalkam ruvah d'ravos the kamishitz of shochanach v'al, but lamaisa most poskim are like the shochanach. V'chem ederech hachayim v'chay adam hetikud v'shochanach halacha, and so too the derech hachayim v'chay adam quote the shochanach, not the shagasai. Umalkam adachak in case of need, gon shumalami ter lachem kegavni, you're giving a shir or the like. After the yochel is more chalshidus a rosh laachir arachtos, you can rely on the rosh to wait after chatzos kimashem mibagin gibor. So lemaisa we pass the dushanach that you really should get it in by chatzos, but if you didn't, there are poskim who are making. I think this gets back at the shavu said before. So when am I davening marv? If marv has the same halacha, we show them a hold. You say kriyas shema pias chatzos. We'll also take that marv after chatzos. So Mele, if you're sitting on a plane or on a bus, maybe it's better to wait, even after Chatzos, to be able to stand in one place and say the davening standing up. And the same is true with davening Betzibur. It gives more emphasis that maybe it's Kedai Taka the davening. This is the Shal. It's Kedai Dam Yechidus or Dam Betzibur if it's maybe after Chatzos. According to these other Shitas, for sure you'll wait till after Chatzos, Dam Betzibur. Se'if Dalet. Hakorei Kriyashma Shal Arvis. Achasha Ola Amur HaShachar. If a person recited Kriya Shema of the evening after the day has dawned, Koidim and Etzachava, but it's before sunrise, Amud HaShachar is typically 72 minutes before sunrise. Perish, Yitzia Sechama, Netzachama is when the sun comes out. Minyan Heinetsu Harimonim, that the pomegranates have blossomed. If a person says Kriya Shema after Amud HaShachar, Lo Yosti Chavasu, he's not Yitzia, Elo Imkein Hayonis, unless he was in an onus situation, he could not control the situation, could go. For instance, Shikur, he was drunk early, he couldn't daven. Ochola, or he was ill, kiyotzibet, or something like that. The onus shakara oz, now if someone was onus, and he's saying kriyishma after Amud HaShachar, loyom hashkivenu, he can't say hashkivenu, the kivet sha'ol Amud HaShachar, enus manshchiva, once the day has dawned, it's not a time for people to lay down. Aval Shar Brachas Omar adds, but the Brachas before and after Kriyishma, the Hainu Shtayim Shalifnei Kriyishma, Ubirchas Emes V'Amuna Anashkivenu, the two before Kriyishma and Emes V'Amuna after, Oimer, he'll say that Bracha. Ayin Le'el Simen Nuchesif Hei, look back at Simen Nuchesif Hei. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kal Lam, Lo Yotze V'Chul. The first thing Mechaber says is, if it's dawn, too late. The after Min HaTorah Kirita B'Shachbacha Anayitz, even though Min HaTorah, it's B'Shachbacha until sunrise. There are some people still sleeping. Believe it or not, there are people who aren't getting up at Amud HaShachar. So there are still people sleeping then. So it's B'shach B'chol. But if he wasn't an Oynis, the Chachamim have taken away from him his Mitzvah Kriyat Shema for delaying so long. So he will not fulfill the Mitzvah by saying Shema at that time. Unless he was an Oynis. Like someone got drunk. Even if he got drunk after Tzeis Kachav, after the Zman of Kriyishma, from the time the stars were out the previous night and on, we still don't call him Mazit. Because he thought, in his mistaken state, there's enough time for him to sober up. But let's say he didn't daven all night, and he only gets drunk right before Amud HaShachar. So there's no way that his drunkenness will abate. He won't sober up. That's not an oinus. And if he says Shema, then he's not yet. So if he's going to daven Marav after Amud HaShachar, he can't say Hashkiven. It's clear in the poskim that filum yirtzel adalak teves hashkivenu. Let's say he wants to skip the word hashkivenu. Well, the haskil just begin in v'saknenu be'etzav v'chulu. Nami eno nochon. That's not right. Sifkal namagimel eno zman shchiyuk. That's not a time for people to lay down. What's allowing me to say? Eno zman shmei adam holchim lishkav. After dawn, it's not a time for people to go to sleep. Sheyashay chlomal zeh hashkivenu. You can't say the word hashkivenu. Amikamalkam mikri zman shchiva. It's still called time that people are laying down, then the mitzvah to say the Kriyishma. When it comes to the mitzvah Kriyishma, dechsev be b'shach b'cho, when it says b'shach b'cho. The kavana, the intent is, calls mach b'ne adam shochvin, when people are laying down, v'dayin yishmix b'ne adam shochvin, and there's still people sleeping then, v'chana like we said before. Sivkar namadad ad hashkivenu omer. So the birchas Kriyishma he could say, before Shema, and the broch emes v'emuna, but not hashkivenu. And he doesn't say Baruch Hashem la'olam either. And he can't say Shmoneh Esrei either. He's davening Mar, but he can't say Shmoneh Esrei. The Tefillas Arvus Nisikna Rak B'Shul Laila. Tefillas Arvus is for the nighttime. Mekimet Sha'olam Mun Hashacha Yom L'Kol Dover. Once the day has dawned, it's halachically day. If he did a bris mila, then the bris mila counts. If he benched lulav counts. Daven shacharis, he's mekayim the mitzvah. Daven shacharis, right? So he can't daven the Shmoneh Esrei of Marv. All he can get is only the birchas kriyishma minus hashkivenu and baruch Hashem la'olam. If you take a look in Be'er Halacha, achash olam l'shachar k'dominates. If the day has dawned, but it's before sunrise, nokat hani trei lishni l'shmini. The reason he says both, it's after Amud HaShachar and it's before sunrise. The below oinus. If he wasn't in an oinus situation, afilu kura'o take him mishol malashachar. Even if he'd say shema right after malashachar, gam ken ena yoytz is not going to be yoytz. Too late. Uba oinus in a case when he was an oinus, afilu kura'achach, even if he read it much after malashachar, kol shol heinitzacham, as long as it wasn't sunrise yet, yoytz he'll be yoytz. Ken kos ha-poskel, as the poskel might. So malashachar is the absolute deadline for the person who was not an oinus. And the person who was an oinus says all the way up until the actual sunrise. There is today this agreement, if you take a look on charts of Zmanim, how to calculate Amud HaShachar, the standard is always 72 minutes before sunrise, that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Today they write it 72 minutes by degrees, and it's not 72 minutes, it's earlier than 72 minutes before sunrise, 90 minutes, like that. In some ways, it's a kula if you want to daven shachar. In some ways, it's a chumrah if you want to daven marav still. Halacha, in my discussion of the bonim, we don't go with that other time. We go with 72 minutes. That's the mesira. That's the Mishnah Berurah said. That's what Gedolei Le'olam always went with. The fact that scientifically we can show a different zman is not something new. The Gedolei Le'olam of the previous generation knew about that too. And they didn't change the zman. The zman still sticks to 72 straight up minutes. That's what we go by.